Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Helen Reddy died yesterday at the age of 78. She had four hit songs that I would think if you're under 50, you probably don't know.
Yeah.
But I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar was an anthem, so I think everyone's heard of that one.
Yeah.
But one of the other songs is Angie Baby.
Yeah.
Not Angie by the Stones. This is Angie Baby.
Angie Baby. Right. Yes. And if you were stuck with a person at AM radio, Angie, you heard this from a lot. You are right. Tell the radio tonight. Yeah. Because she listened to radio all the time, and her mom would tell her to, you know, shut the radio off and go to sleep. And thing was that she'd listen to the radio all the time.
Angie listened to the radio.
Yes, Angie thought listened to the radio all the time. So everybody thought she was nuts. And there was a neighbor boy who had evil on his mind. He's been sneaking and peeking in her room at night through the window blinds.
Oh, hold on. What's his name? Do we know?
I have no idea.
No, there's no name given.
They didn't give a name. And then what happens is...
Hold on. It sounds creepy to me.
Yeah, very creepy.
Yeah, creepy neighbor?
With evil on his mind.
Oh, with evil on
his mind. That lets you know, just not, I want to sell you, you know, little chocolate turtles for the...
Because he's been peeking in Angie's room at night through the window.
Wait, want to sell you chocolate turtles?
Yeah. That's a joke.
Relax. I'm just wondering, is chocolate turtles a thing that was sold back then? I'm learning a lot about
this. Do you remember they just come to your door and just like $2 for a box of chocolate turtles?
No.
The peanut cluster things, yeah. They call them turtles.
All right, is
not
there
everyone
any,
lived in your neighborhood.
Is there anybody on the planet?
That was a national thing. Everybody knows chocolate turtles. they're by Stouffer's.
All right, is there anybody listening right now
or Russell Stouffer's
who's ever had someone come to the door to sell chocolate turtles? Please call.
Yep. It's usually for a fundraiser thing. Sometimes Boy Scouts, sometimes for school.
Okay.
It was a long box that had like 10 or 12 chocolate turtles.
How big was the turtle?
About the size, like a little over a quarter, like maybe like a half dollar.
Like a half dollar.
Yeah, they were thick. It was basically chocolate and peanut butter, and peanuts rather, and nougat and caramel, but it looked like a turtle. They called them chocolate turtles. It was an actual turtle.
Oh, was it?
They called them chocolate turtles. It wasn't actually a turtle. That was a nickname given to them because it looked very turtle-esque. In any event, so this guy was
all right,
not...
So this guy,
what?
Hold on. So this guy who went to Angie's door...
Yes.
...not selling chocolate
turtles. He has evil on his mind.
He has evil.
Yeah, he wants to take advantage of the crazy girl next door. He's been peeking through her window blinds at night.
He's quoting the lyrics,
that lets
by the
you
way.
Know, that lets you know that he's got evil on his mind, not a chocolate turtle salesperson. Yes.
Fred in West Haven.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey.
Yo.
Ashley, aren't you a Disney nut?
Yes, of course.
Peach Dragon, the original one. That's Helen Reddy.
I'm going to have to check that out. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
But she had a bunch of songs.
Fred, has anyone been at your door trying to sell you chocolate turtles?
No.
Back in the old days, though?
All right. Thank you, Fred.
We don't know how old Fred is, so maybe Fred's
thank you, Fred.
Younger, just sounds older. But in any event, so getting back to Helen Reddy and the song there.
Angie Baby.
So what happens
so
is...
this guy so, peering in the window.
Right. So he invites himself into her room. He starts dancing with her to the music.
This sounds really bad.
It's kind of, there could probably be like a Lifetime special, like one of those crime show specials on this. So what happens is that she danced with him and everything. And what happens is the music volume gets really, really loud.
Are they the same age or is this like an older guy?
I have no idea. Yeah. It's a neighbor boy. So I'm guessing probably...
Younger, or of her age.
Age.
Okay.
But in any event, so the creep is in there dancing with her. He invites her to dance and everything. They dance, and then all of a sudden,
it might
she
be creepier if he had chocolate turtles.
All of a sudden, maybe in his pants, but in any event, the music gets really loud to the point where he almost disables them. And then when she lowers the music.
But is she turning it up?
She turned the music
so
up.
So she's using it as a weapon?
She's
scared now?
Yeah, so I guess Crazy Girl had a weapon. But in any event, so she lowers the volume, and as she lowered the volume, he also shrunk with the volume. And then she turned around.
Is this a story of taking acid?
And then she actually lifted him off the ground and put him in the radio, like imprisoned him in the radio. So, then the whole neighborhood thought that he died.
You see this
disappeared
in
because he disappeared.
Almost word for word.
Because he disappeared. Everybody thought he died, except for the crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. And then, like, it's so nice
wait,
to be...
Wait.
And Helen Reddy wraps
so he
it up.
Went into the radio.
Yes, she put him in the radio.
Right, so she turned on the volume. So first, she turned the radio up.
The radio was loud.
And it made him
disoriented. When she lowered the radio, it shrunk him down, almost like
a
ray.
Inside the radio.
She picked him off the ground and put him in the radio.
Okay, did she have to take the back off? Or
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay.
It doesn't say.
Is there like a heat slot?
And she put him in the radio.
Okay.
And then everybody.
In the radio.
And now he's missing.
Is this a tube radio or a transistor?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
She didn't go that
tube radio
far. Ask Helen Reddy. Get a Ouija board. Ask Helen.
Okay.
But basically, so she imprisoned him in the radio. And now the whole neighborhood thinks he died. And Helen Reddy wraps it up by saying, it's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Because the whole neighborhood thinks he died. But the girl who does know where he is, no one talks to her because they all think she's crazy.
Maybe she's the crazy one.
I said that she's crazy.
What?
The neighborhood said she's crazy. That's why I said, it's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain.
Right. Well, so I didn't know the whole neighborhood said she's crazy. I just heard that.
In the beginning part.
Okay.
In the beginning part.
You act like I should know this.
In the beginning, I mentioned it earlier. The beginning part, everybody thinks that she's crazy. She also just listens to the radio all the time.
No, but I thought the other guy was crazy because he was evil.
No, he was
so
a creep.
Crazy meets evil.
No, crazy means creep, yes. He was a creeper, evil creeper who was
all
looking
right,
through the window.
I thought he had evil on his mind.
Yeah. He wanted to take advantage of her. But while he was dancing with her, part of his seduction, she turned the radio up. It disabled him. She lowered the radio. It shrunk him down. And she imprisoned
right, so
him.
So none of this happened because it's in her mind.
No, it actually happened because the kid's missing.
The power of radio.
Yes. The kid's missing.
So what's the lesson?
The lesson is we should not have started this conversation.
Helen Reddy died.
Yes.
And the only person on the planet who knows the full story of this song, Angie Baby, is AJ, is here with us right now.
Right, right. Thank you, Dad, and your AM radio in the galaxy.
Jennifer?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. How have you not had chocolate turtles sold at your house? We bought them all the time. It was like a box. It's like the box would be like the size of a box of candy.
Yeah.
About 8 or 10 in a box.
What do you mean, how have I not?
How was that not?
Everybody did that.
Russell Stover made them. The same folks with the iconic jelly beans.
First of all,
if I'm a kid out selling chocolate turtles, I'd look at my house and say, I'll skip this one.
Right. Okay. They weren't expensive.
I'm just going to keep going.
They weren't expensive. Like $2.50 a box, which, you know, back when at that time, it's probably like, you know, equivalent like $10 now. But you
there are no mentions of chocolate turtles in this song.
It was a fun. I didn't say. I said. Okay. I said he was going to her house for evil. It wasn't going to her house to sell a box of chocolate turtles.
Hey.
That was a joke, a reference point. Like this kid wasn't like doing a fundraiser thing. Come to her house
right.
and raise money.
Hi, I'm here with the chocolate turtles.
He was in there to drop the turtles.
Chocolate turtles?
He was in there to drop the chocolate turtles. Yes.
So sort of like Girl Scout cookies, but not.
Yeah. Right. And they're good.
Person that sold, they were always really tasty. But the funny thing is that I'm surprised my mom would buy them because the guy that sold them was always so strange looking. He was a creepy dude.
Oh, see?
It was the guy from the song.
You know, Angie?
Yeah, he was selling chocolate turtles.
Uh-huh.
He just never got to it.
Yeah, I guess maybe this, the one time.
All right, hon. Love you.
Love you, buddy.
Bye. If you have not had chocolate turtles, you need to have them. They're delicious. It's got the perfect amount of chocolate.
No, can you still get them?
You can still get them. It's got just chocolate. It's it's caramel. It's peanuts. It's kind of like having a Snickers bar, but without the nougat.
Then why do I have to have one if I already had one?
Because they're delicious.
Paul in Wallingford.
Yes, you just took the words right out of my mouth, AJ. They are basically a Snickers, and they're shaped like a turtle. And they were absolutely amazing. I sold them as a kid, and they were amazing.
You did?
Yes, sir.
What'd they go for back then? I forget.
$6.
Okay.
For a box.
Box. Yeah, it's like 12 or 10 per box, right?
Listen, you guys are awesome. Yes, you guys are awesome.
And you got to go.
No. I know you're going to hang up with me, but you guys are awesome.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. We need some chocolate turtles. Like now. Uh-oh.
This is it?
No. Delta Dawn, no.
No. Angie Baby.
Angie Baby, really. Sorry. No.
What?
No, it's a lot slower.
Okay.
Yeah, Angie Baby, Helen Reddy. There's a little more. That doesn't sound like it.
Apparently it's been re-recorded.
Oh, yeah. They went the original. This is definitely not it. There you go.
It's the same song.
Maybe it's the intro.
Well, they had a different...
This is the intro.
Oh, somebody remixed it. That's not the song. That's not the song. That's not the one they played at AM radio.
Okay. This is probably the album version.
I don't know about that. You live your life, yeah, they remade it. This is more upbeat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, all right.
Right now, she's in heaven going, my God, someone Angie, baby. That one loser knows all about it.
CEO Jeff is on the phone. Do you remember Chocolate Turtles?
Me? Chocolate Turtles?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I know. I think of turtles. I think of praline turtles.
What is that?
I'm not quite sure what that is.
Oh, gosh. You've never driven down to Florida?
No.
Like Stuckey's, Praline.
Oh, Stuckey's. Oh, okay, yeah.
Stuckey's.
Yeah, Stuckey's stores,
they're
yes.
Turtles. They're like the caramel. Oh, my God.
Okay, it's the same thing then. They just call it something different down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, chocolate turtles.
They're caramel and they have pecans in them. That's
yeah.
That's
right. Good. Yeah, that's the southern version so of the turtle. Yep.
I think I'm going to go online and order some. I haven't had them in a long time. They're so good.
Yeah, they are. Now. See? I want the cashew ones.
We were talking yesterday about a Middle Eastern restaurant we're looking for in New Haven. We posted it on the Facebook page. And Mamoose came up a lot.
Mamoons.
Yes.
Mamoons.
I think it's something from a Queen song.
Now, you're Mamoons. Mamoons.
Yeah, Mamoons. Yes.
Nice.
And we decided on this other place. It looks nice. Midpoint in Istanbul restaurant.
Right. Well, it's funny that first off, I mentioned Istanbul yesterday that I was there on my honeymoon. And in fact, if you look at the menu, a lot of the dishes that I mentioned on the call yesterday are on the menu, so I'm looking forward to turning you on to them, Chaz.
Oh, good. What was the Ashley said there's a lasagna type thing over there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same thing. The moussaka, I had moussaka when I was in Greece. And
that's
it was phenomenal.
They call it Greek lasagna.
Yeah.
What about shawarma? I've heard something like shawarma, something like that. What is that? Shawarma.
Yeah, that's beef that's thinly sliced. It's you would like it.
Sounds good.
Baba ganoush.
Yeah,
I know him.
Yeah, but you see, Baba Ganoush and hummus and those are some of the things I mentioned yesterday. Chaz, you've never had those things before?
No.
Oh,
fish sticks, hot dogs, pasta, lasagna.
I'll try to come up with the Chaz equivalent of each of the dishes that we have. Okay?
Nice.
Oh, excellent.
Right. Hummus we'll look at as onion soup dip.
Nice.
That sounds pretty good.
Wasn't Baba Ganoush in that song by Queen, the Bohemian Rhapsody? Baba Ganoush, Baba Ganoush, will you do the fandango? Yeah, no? Okay.
I think that was Scaramouche.
I think you're right, Jeff.
Baba Ganoush, will you do the fandango?
We just left you out there alone.
Yes, you did. Thank you. See, Jeff helped me out because Jeff loves me.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm looking forward to it because I haven't tried it before. I like trying different things.
We'll do a bunch of the mezze. We'll focus on those small plates so you can get as much of different flavors that you haven't had before. And who knows, maybe you'll have a flavor that you're going to go whip up for Jennifer.
Right.
You and I went to that Indian restaurant and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Have I not?
Lots of flavor.
How have I not been to
it? Like
this?
Carnival for your mouth, man.
That place looked really cool too.
Yeah, it did.
It's good to break out of my...
Chaz, after this one, I want to put out a call to the tribe, and I want to find great dumplings in New Haven.
Dumplings. In New Haven. Okay.
Got a good idea for you.
And, all right, we'll see you today at noon there, then we'll report back tomorrow as to our findings.
All right,
thank you, Jeff. Joe Myers, movie critic on Fargo Season 4.
I have not seen Fargo Season 4. I'm sorry.
Working on it, though. Plans to.
What have you heard about it?
It's got mixed reviews. I read a very bad review, and I read a very good review, which is probably about right for almost anything.
Yeah. I saw the movie, and then, I saw they're going to have a show. I'm like, what?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Ran out of ideas. Why?
Do I need to see this now? I saw the movie. It was great.
Yep.
Never saw the movie.
Yeah, apparently this... apparently the series, you know, which honestly I haven't watched at all, each season is a different story. And really the series has virtually no connection to the Coen brothers movie.
Oh. None. Zero.
Therefore, it's a problem. No, yes.
Zero. Yeah, I mean, it's apparently a totally different story that they tell completely each season. So you don't have to watch the seasons in any particular order. The characters have been changed. And this one has Chris Rock.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's an interesting concept. You know, I've been meaning to watch it for a long time, but, you know, other things have just kind of come up.
Like what?
Well, like the other night, I watched both parts of The Comey Rule on Showtime. Fantastic two-part movie. You know, it's basically 3 hours in two parts. Really, really well done. Jeff Daniels is fantastic, and the Irish actor Brendan Gleeson plays Trump. And, I mean, it's got Emmy written all over it. He's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's so, you know, almost unprecedented to have a movie like this about a sitting president come out, you know, a month before the election. You know, all the president's men came out a couple of years after Nixon left. To do this while, you know, we're in the heat of the election is pretty extraordinary.
Can I tell you, when I do finally find time to sit down and watch Netflix, the last thing I want to see or hear about is this.
Something political, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be taken away from that, go the opposite direction.
What about this, and this really isn't too far from, you know, a political story, but the Challenger documentary.
Oh, I watched that last week. That's a fantastic documentary. It's four parts by J.J. Abrams, you know, and I mean, it works on so many levels. It reminds you of our passion for the space program, you know, in a former time. It takes you through step by step, Krista McAuliffe being selected, what that meant, you know, to have a civilian.
Do you know any of this story, Ashley?
I don't know.
Seriously?
This is something you should have been taught in history class.
Yes, you should have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this will fill you in. I mean, it takes you through the whole disaster, but it also shows you what.
Oh, you just ruined it for Ashley now. Now she's going to
watch disaster.
And she's going to know there was a disaster.
Right. Yo, it's actually a very happy ending. Fake it.
It's like Apollo 13, though. I got to tell you, I knew what happened.
Yeah.
I knew they lived.
Right.
Yes.
But somehow they got me on the edge of my seat saying, oh, my God.
Yeah, but in this one,
very dramatic.
When they had a problem, it was a big problem.
Well, we knew the Titanic was going to sink, right?
Right.
That's right.
Right.
You know, that's, we didn't know about great storytelling.
Yes.
Can you give Ashley 30 seconds on the story of the Space Shuttle Challenger?
Yeah, it was part of, you know, the Space Shuttle program, which was underway for a few years, and that NASA wanted to get more publicity by having a civilian.
Do you know what the Space Shuttle is?
Yeah, no, I'm listening very, very closely.
All right. Focusing all over brain power.
They searched the country. They wanted to have a teacher because they wanted to draw children into the Space Shuttle program. You know, so they searched the country.
Future astronauts.
They had 10 candidates. They picked Krista and a backup woman. And, of course, she went on the flight, and it didn't even, you know, it exploded upon takeoff, basically.
Is this the one that exploded on the launch pad?
No, it blew up in the air.
That's an Apollo rocket.
This one blew up in the air.
The launch pad. But, you know, it was not long. And what's so awful and harrowing about it is, you know, her parents, family and friends were in the stands watching this because it was such a proud moment for them. And to have their happiness, you know, suddenly turn into horror, even all these years. I remember at the time how devastating it was. But all these years later, it really is just awful. You know, and they had gathered school kids all over the country in auditoriums to watch this.
Yeah. Her class.
The plan was she was going to do lessons from space once the shuttle got into orbit.
Yeah.
And, of course, all these school kids
That's not traumatizing at all.
Yeah, watched their teacher die.
Oh, it was tough. Very, very tough.
All I remember was my mom yelling in Spanish downstairs. She became like Ricky Ricardo downstairs. I was upstairs living at my parents' house at the time, and I was hungover. I just heard, "Mira, a Challenger." I'm like, what the hell happened? I know you didn't play. Here you go.
It's all about AJ.
Now, if that guy blew up, I'd be happy.
And then come to find out it was the O-rings.
Yeah.
And guess where they were made?
I'm going to guess here.
Connecticut.
Boom.
Oh, no.
Defective O-rings.
Yep. Gee.
Yep.
That's the one like here.
Nice job. High five.
Way to go.
Well, it's because they reuse them.
They go into the fact that a lot of engineers felt it was way too cold. I mean, there were engineers who went on the record that day in corporate meetings saying they should not take off because it was too cold.
Why don't they listen?
Yeah, it was really an unnecessary disaster.
Well,
it's a very well done documentary. Four hours. It goes by like a shot.
Yeah, it was tough. And you know what? Seeing the footage now of them all walking and smiling.
Because you know it's going to happen.
Because you know it's going to happen. It's very, very tough.
Yeah. It's awful. You know all these people are about to die. It's horrible.
So there's a lot of insight in this thing that, like, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't know. Is it factual?
Absolutely. Totally. It's a really strongly researched documentary. And like I said, it goes into the importance of the space shuttle. It goes into her. It goes into the engineering of it. It goes into the debate around whether or not the shuttle should be launched in cold weather, because they knew those O-rings had problems in previous launches.
You think they get new O-rings.
Right.
Right.
You would think,
it's always fine. New ones, yeah.
I got to tell you something. If I'm one of those astronauts... You know, because obviously you know if you're an astronaut, you're having problems with the O-rings in bad weather or cold weather.
Yep.
Wouldn't you say, hey, you know, I know you guys are saying it's okay, but, like, I'm going to be in there.
Yeah.
Can we take a pass on this?
Exactly.
I'll be over here.
And there was more than one shuttle that blew up. Remember the one that was landing and blew up?
Right.
So that was later.
Yeah. For a couple years later.
It was coming in.
It was coming out. Boom.
Here's a weird memory of that. Yeah.
I was actually, it was 17 years ago because we were interviewing for this job, and I was actually on the phone during the process of contract details while this happened. And like a half an hour, the conversation was about this.
Yeah.
Wow. Weird. Anyway. All right. So you recommend seeing that one.
I think it's a terrific, terrific documentary, and it doesn't belabor. You know, it's an hour, 4 hour episodes, and it merits that much time. It really is a very well done thing.
It feels like not all of the parts were on the ground, and people were already making jokes.
Yep.
And there was no internet then.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you get the look up at the sky and there's a ball of fire and you say, oh, NASA stands for Need Another 7 Astronauts. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Seriously, yeah.
It was so fast.
Yep, way too fast.
Way too soon.
It's too
soon now.
Yeah.
What is this new Bill Murray movie coming out?
It's opening in a limited theatrical release on Friday, and it's going to be available for streaming on Apple TV on October 23rd. It's gathering good reviews. It's called On the Rocks. It reteams him with Sofia Coppola. You know, they did Lost in Translation in 2003, which kind of gave Bill Murray a second wind. You know, a lot of people love that movie. And he stars, he plays the father of Rashida Jones, and it's set in New York. And she is starting to suspect her husband of cheating. And apparently a lot of the movie is Bill Murray and Rashida Jones sort of cruising around downtown New York, you know, talking about marriage and problems in marriage and that kind of thing. And, you know, it looks really promising.
So he's looking for another Oscar with this one?
I'm sure. I'm sure an actor like Bill Murray is always looking for an Oscar.
Of course, yeah.
You know, with a picture. You know, and Sofia Coppola won an Oscar when they worked earlier on Lost in Translation. She was given an Oscar for her screenplay of that movie. So, I mean, they teamed very successfully then, and it looks like they're repeating that success with this new movie.
And he was nominated, right?
Yeah, I don't think he won.
For that movie, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He did not win, but he was nominated.
So it's his now, yes. She got one, he wants one.
But, of course. I mean, you know, he's in line for an honorary one at some point. I mean, when you look at the scope of his career and all of the movies he's done of varying genres, you know, I mean, he's had an amazing movie career.
Right, the Lifetime Achievement Award, yeah.
What would you say the five essential Bill Murray movies are if you were to advise Ashley? Like, here are the five movies you need to see.
I have never seen a Bill Murray movie.
Well,
I would say Tootsie. I mean, he wrote part of that. He's hilarious.
Wasn't that Dustin Hoffman?
It was Dustin Hoffman. Bill Murray plays his roommate, and he's wonderful in that. I would say Ghostbusters, which was, you know,
an iconic comedy
of the 1980s. I would put Lost in Translation in there. I think it's a really strong dramatic performance by him. I know you guys weren't crazy about Rushmore, but that kind of gave him a lot of critical cred, too. That was the first movie he did with Wes Anderson.
I got to a quarter of that, and I stopped. I pulled it out. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I like Funny Bill Murray.
It's all about AJ.
That person's going to end up missing, period. It's going to be all about their death. You were saying, Joe?
Tootsie, Ghostbusters, Lost in Translation, Rushmore, and you get one more.
Well, you know, it got mixed reviews, but I've watched it several Christmases. I think his movie of Scrooge is very entertaining.
That is awesome.
Sort of a light, you know, it's a funny movie. He's good in that. You know, it's a really clever retelling of Christmas Carol in modern New York. You know, I think it's a fun movie. I usually watch it every Christmas.
I love that his name is Frank Cross, and in his office it says Cross, a thing you nail people to.
Yes.
The movie,
He's done so many. I mean, you could just go on IMDb and look at the list and make a festival of your own choosing. He hasn't done many turkeys.
Boss Keith sent me a text. He disagrees with Joe's list. Hey, Keith?
Yes, hello. I'm the Bill Murray expert. Why I'm here.
Oh, Bill Murray expert. Sorry.
It's not that I have a problem with Joe's list so much is that he didn't rank them. First of all, you got to rank them. If you're going to do a list, it's got to be like from worst to first, right? From five to one.
You were sort of
loosey goosey with it. I need my list ranked. And you were right, but you missed one of the biggest ones, which I put at number three, which is Groundhog Day. How do you skip Groundhog Day?
You're not OCD at all, are you?
And Keith, I realized I also missed one of my favorites, which is What About Bob? Seen that with Richard Dreyfuss, hilarious comedy.
So I don't like the Bill Murray, like zany Bill Murray. So I don't like him in Caddyshack. I don't really like him in What About Bob. I like sarcastic dick Bill Murray. Bill Murray I like.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. He's such a good actor, and he's done so many different things that you can pick the Bill Murray you like and go. I mean, another movie that I liked a lot was Quick Change.
That was a great movie.
He wanders around. That's a very funny movie.
Yeah.
Jason Robards is in it. And he's just done a ton of good movies.
All right. So now that you've had a couple minutes, Joe, what would your top five be in order?
Oh, God.
I can think.
Now you're early. Yeah. This is what my life's like, Joe.
I would stick with Tootsie because I think it's one of the great American comedies. So he played a central role in that. I would put that at number one.
We're having a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry. I would put Tootsie at number one.
Yeah.
And I think I would put Ghostbusters at number two.
Number two.
And I think I would put Lost in Translation number three because it was such a sort of dramatic breakthrough for him. And you know what I would put at number four? I'm going to change things up. I just realized he was in Ed Wood and was so good in that. I love that movie.
The one with Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp.
Yes, that one.
Yes. So I would put that at number four. And I think I would put Scrooge, as far as my own personal favorites, as number five.
All right, Keith, how close is he to being right since you're a Bill Murray expert?
Okay, so he's close. Five would be Tootsie. And the best part about Tootsie is he made up all his lines. Everything he does in that movie is improvised.
Absolutely.
It's so great, and the stuff he says is crazy. He steals the whole movie. He's awesome in it.
So no one wrote you, slut? Really?
Number four would be Rushmore. How has AJ not seen this movie? Like, it's so great.
I saw a quarter. I just couldn't do it no more.
I love Rushmore.
if Bill Murray was in 1986's Trick or Treat, maybe AJ would like it a little bit.
See, that's sarcasm. I recognize that.
Number three is Groundhog Day. So Bill Murray, after Ghostbusters, leaves for 4 years. He makes The Razor's Edge, and then he disappears. And he comes back, and he makes a series of movies from 88 to 92 that I think are okay. Yep. What about Bob, Quick Change, Scrooge? And then Groundhog Day is a tour de force in 1992. So great, I put that
movie
at three.
Great movie.
Number two is Ghostbusters. Ashley's not seen Ghostbusters. Did you live in a basement?
Did your parents whip you?
I don't understand.
No.
They might after this.
No, I haven't. I was a little girl watching princesses, not guys chasing ghosts.
Just figure it out.
My kids can quote the movie. I mean, everybody has seen Ghostbusters.
Well, because the kids are afraid of his wife.
Not me.
If there's a list of 100 best movies ever made, Ashley has not seen one.
We should do that. Find the 100 best movies and see how many she saw.
I think she's seen Gone with the Wind. But all right, so back to your list.
I have.
So number two is Ghostbusters. I mean, he's absolutely perfect in that movie. Everything he says is perfect. Yep. It's brilliant. Everything should be a T-shirt. It's so good.
I heard that when they were writing that movie, it was supposed to be John Belushi in that role. Then, of course, John Belushi died, so they rewrote it for Bill Murray. Is that true?
Yeah, that's completely true. Also, Sylvester Stallone was supposed to be the lead of Beverly Hills Cop. Yep. Cocaine in the 80s. It was a weird
movie.
Yes, that's right.
And the number one movie, which is the number one movie of that decade, is Lost in Translation. It's Bill Murray's number one movie. It's the number one movie of the aughts. Like, that movie is brilliant. I can't wait to see this new movie because they finally team up again after 20 years. Yep. Like, I'm excited.
You know why I don't like Lost in Translation in the number one spot? Is because if someone said, I've never seen any Bill Murray movie, so I'm just going to see the number one movie on Keith's list, you're going to think he's a real boring actor. You're not going to get how brilliant that role was for him, because he's always been goofy. And then here he is, and you say to yourself, wow, he can do something completely different.
Yes, you appreciate it more.
Right. If you see that, you're going to, the movie ends, you're like,
this guy sucks.
So he's like the Patch Adams of Robin Williams. Well,
No, Patch Adams is a terrible...
Robin Williams. I'm making a comparison between Robin Williams and Bill Murray, because Robin Williams was always funny, and then he did like Good Will Hunting and Patch Adams.
Don't compare.
Please stop talking about Patch Adams, America's worst movie.
No, it wasn't.
Keith, have you ever seen Broken Flowers, the Jim Jarmusch movie?
Yeah, he's great in it. It sort of follows that Lost in Translation like vibe.
Absolutely. It lost me now, too.
Absolutely. It's a good movie.
Oh, you know what we got to do next week? Is we got to have you two face off on Bill Murray trivia.
Nice.
Well, I'm certainly going to win.
Death match.
I'm definitely winning.
You're conceding already, Joe?
You have a week to study, Joe.
Come on.
I think Ashley should see one of these movies, maybe. Something. Do something over there.
What do you mean, do something? I'm doing everything.
Ghostbusters. Just go watch Ghostbusters. Yeah. It's easy.
That's an easy one.
That's a good idea.
And Caddyshack doesn't make any of the lists.
That's surprising.
It's Chevy Chase's movie.
Oh, okay.
What about Stripes?
I like Caddyshack.
Meatballs?
You know, that's the thing. I would rather do a top 10 list for Bill Murray. I would give you more, you know, wiggle room, because he's done so many interesting movies.
Yeah, but that would be all of his good movies, because the rest of them weren't that great.
I'm available. I'm available for a top 10 list.
And then Keith will text us again.
I would disagree.
I'm available to do a podcast about this if you want to. I'm around.
Bill Murray has a restraining order against Keith.
All right. Thank you, Keith.
Bye.
Right. College student Lear is at a lecture on Zoom.
Ooh.
Forgets the mic is on.
Lecturist Learing.
Lears.
Learing.
So a TikTok video shows a college student embarrassed after she unknowingly made comments about how sexy her guest lecturer is.
That's funny.
Oops.
Without realizing her microphone was on. Her entire class and the lecturer could hear.
Oops. That's embarrassing.
Let's play the audio.
This man is so sexy. Are you kidding me? I will listen to anything you say.
Figured out that she's... We are recording, so let's go ahead.
A little awkward. A little bit.
Has anyone seen the video? I want to play real or fake.
Didn't see the video.
I thought by her voice it sounded a little fake because she kept going. It wasn't like a quick comment.
But then you got this guy involved.
But she thought that the microphone was off, so therefore you'll say a bunch of stuff.
Well, that's where I think it's fake. She knew the mic was on. She said that recording herself on who TikToks themselves watching a lecture?
I don't know. TikTok's kind of weird, so maybe she ran out of those ideas. Like, you can't dance all the time. Maybe she thought, I'll show myself, you know.
That's true. You can't dance all the time.
Exactly, right. So you got to do
it's
something.
Another AJ t-shirt, I believe.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, like that. She has a whole
dance.
Line,
you can't
man.
Dance
when
all
are
the
these
time.
T-shirts coming out? I want to buy some.
I don't know. I would buy, like, all of them.
That one should be in, like, red. I think red would be good. Can't dance all the time.
It's all about AJ.
Technically, you brought me there, so I'm allowed to this time.
You are right.
Thank you. For the question, you're on defense rests.
Yeah, no, I feel like she left it on, recorded herself. Doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
For something different for TikTok.
Or she had a recorded lecture and tried to make it look like this is what happened based on something that happened.
That's the unfortunate thing here. You can't really believe these viral videos.
You can't anymore.
There has to be something that happens that you say, wow, you really couldn't have faked that one.
Yeah. I want to make a good viral video.
Yeah. Like what?
I don't know. Something right with something stupid.
Okay. I have my camera.
I don't have anything mine right now. I'm just saying.
I'm ready.
I know you're ready. Everybody's always ready.
We'll go do it right now.
Everybody's always ready.
Yeah. Man covered with tattoos claims he lost his job scaring kids.
Ooh. Did he have a job scaring kids?
He did not have a job scaring kids. He had a job teaching kids.
Oh, that scared me.
He lost his job as kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, but did you see what he looked like?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A lot of tattoos.
And he had the dark eyes, too. He had some dudes, his eyes, like, it was like big, like, marbles, almost like gerbil eyes.
What?
No, that's...
Did you see what he did to his eyes? His eyes were they're all black.
Yeah.
Like, there was no white at all, like a gerbil's eyes.
No, like a demon, like surgically black and like a demon.
Well, okay, I was going to go with something or cute and fuzzy. Cute and fuzzy, yeah, possibly coked out.
I don't think
yeah,
he was like, give me some eyes of something cute.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm Mr. Cute, Mr. Fuzzy Bunny. Whatever. Right. Yeah.
That's a sound bite.
So was you being thrown off the roof. There's your viral video.
Sylvain Helaine said he was extremely disappointed to learn from officials that at his elementary school in a suburb of Paris.
His name was Sylvain?
That he would no longer be teaching kindergarten after parents complained that he scared off their children.
How about high school? That'll work. They'll be scared S of him.
Helaine, 27, when he started getting tattoos. He says at the time he was teaching at a private school in London and experienced a life crisis that inspired him to get inked. Hmm. And since then he's been getting tattoos.
He's got ink everywhere.
Yeah, he's covered.
He's covered.
I mean, yeah, he looks like a Sunday Funnies, the paper.
But that's gotta hurt. You tattoo your eyeballs?
I don't know how you do that exactly, but...
Yeah.
I mean, getting tattoos on his ears, that looks painful.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. Your neck and your tummy hurt. Ugh.
I've seen the people who have gotten lizard-type eyes tattooed in.
Yeah.
Just get contacts.
Right.
Or forked tongue.
Or sunglasses. You're a cool lizard.
So he's estimated that he spent close to 460 hours under the needle.
Oh, no doubt. He's easily...
That's a lot of money.
He's easily got well around 100 grand in, like, tattoos on him.
You think that's much?
I think that's much.
That's how much it would cost?
I think so.
100 grand?
Of all the tattoos he's got? Yeah, they're not cheap.
His whole head, like, the whole top of his head, he's bald the whole... Scalp is tattooed.
There is not one piece of flesh on him that's original.
His
color.
Armpits yeah. are tattooed.
Exactly.
Who has the most tattoos listening right now? Who has the most tattoos here? Ashley?
I've gotten none.
Phil?
None.
Me,
none.
Zero. AJ?
Four.
Okay.
Oh, so you have one for each of us.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I want more, actually.
You brought enough for the whole class.
I want to do a sleeve, actually, when eventually.
Really?
Yeah.
Like up to your armpit, including
Yeah,
it?
You know, like the whole arm, yeah.
For what?
Those are cool. I just like the look.
Huh.
Yeah, that's cool.
So maybe different things like, you know, car stuff and music stuff. And
yeah, one of the conversations
stuff.
That always come up is, how are you going to feel about that when you're 80?
I don't care.
Yeah.
When I'm 80, I'll be a cool old granddad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, are you going to be a granddad?
Well, you know, they'll refer to me as a granddad, even though I'm, you know, no kids.
Right.
Hey, Grandpa. Like, you know, Biden, for example. Yes. Hey, Grandpa.
Whose grandpa's that? No one. We just call him Grandpa.
Exactly right. It's like a term, of affection.
Right. Or the opposite.
Yeah, too.
So 460 hours under the needle. We should do that. Find out who has spent the most money on tattoos, who has the most tattoos.
Yeah, who said the receipts?
The most intricate. Quote, all of my students and their parents were always cool with me because basically they knew me. It's only the people who see me from far away that can assume the worst. Sounds like there's a tattoo gun right now. I don't know if you could hear it at home or on the car radio or whatever.
Ashley, shut that off.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
I know somebody who's fully tattooed and she had a baby and...
The baby came out tattooed?
No.
It's Mark.
Surprising that she didn't come out tattooed. Like, you almost expect it. Like, oh, she's just a regular baby.
Right. Wow. But that ink really set him far.
Like, how tattooed is she?
All the way up to under her chin, as far as I know, to her ankles.
Well.
Arms?
Yeah.
Legs?
So everything, nothing's I think she actually got one on the side of her face.
Really?
Some people look real cool like that.
How is your mom?
I mean,
good?
Really cool. And then some people, it just kind of stands out, you know?
Yeah.
Did the pregnancy affect, like, how the tattoos look?
Yeah, it came out wasted.
I have not seen her body.
Right.
She
had a tattoo on her stomach,
See her
and
nipple
it stretched
once.
Out. How did you see her nipple?
She showed it to me in a bar because it's tattooed in like a peppermint candy.
Cheese.
It's been a cheese.
Like a peppermint candy. Like a turtle. Candy.
I started laughing too.
So how does this start? She says, hey, you want to see my nipple? Or you start talking about her tattoo. Oh,
we
that's
start
a nice
talking
tattoo.
About her tattoos, piercings.
I have one on my nipple.
It was
nipple.
Christmas, yeah, right.
She said, yeah, I have one on my nipple. It's like in the shape, you know, those round peppermint candies with the plastic twisty wrappers on either side. I said, no way. She goes, yeah.
Like a butterscotch candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, she said, you want to see? I said, yeah. So she just.
There. You know what would be cool tattoo for a nipple?
Is that what it sounded like when she popped it out?
Yeah, she popped it out.
You know what would be cool tattoo for a nipple? You know, the push start in your car, that button.
Oh, my God.
But you wouldn't be able to write start on it.
Why not? Yeah.
AJ, there's your viral video.
Yes.
Yes!
Put your hands down. Are you trying to conquer the world?
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.